This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. It's hay season here in Missouri and parts of the United States, so we're going to be busy starting today. We've been working on our hay equipment, the tractors, the rake, the tedder, the baler, and the haymower. And we're going to be really busy, so yeah, that's the plan for the rest of the week. There was an article on the Daily Beast 2 days ago. 250,000 plus U.S. children tested positive for COVID last week. I actually believe that. And the reason I believe that is we have a friend who is a teacher on the East Coast, not in Virginia, in another big state. The Keystone State. And he has been telling our family, through our son, that about 10 children a day are going home because they are sick. 10 a day in his particular school, public school, with COVID symptoms. And when the school reaches about 7.5% positive COVID rate, they're going to transition back to distance learning. So the question for all of you for this hour is, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to minimize your risk of getting COVID, the bioweapon from the Chinese, aided and abetted by the United States, as a population reduction method, and it's working great? What are you going to do if you have the potential to be exposed? Are you going to resist? Are you going to get the jab if your employer says you will get the jab or you're fired? Or you're not going to be able to travel unless you get the jab? What are you going to do? And the next question is, what are you going to do if you contract this bioengineered weapon of death, COVID-19? What are you going to do if you get it? Or one of its variants? What are you going to do? And that's what this hour is all about. Gwyneth?
Yeah. That's, hopefully we can help some people, but you should absolutely not take, you've got to do your own research. Okay. All that I can do is tell people what I'm doing and what I'm planning on just to get myself through. And all I can do is maybe say, well, this is what I'm doing. So I'm that person down the street that you meet where you say, well, what are you doing about the situation? And then that person says, well, this is what I'm doing about it. Oh, okay. And then maybe you'd take that, what that person's saying and adapt it to your own circumstances. But, you've got to do your own research. You should not just think that I'm telling you to do anything, because I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm just saying this is what I'm doing, and you've got to take account of your own life and your own circumstances to do something that is going to see you through, because I don't know anything about your circumstances. All I know is my circumstances. Now, there's been a lot of talk in the last couple of weeks about ivermectin being a remedy for the China virus, okay? Remedy being in the common vernacular, something that makes the apparentness of the symptoms of the China virus go away. This is it. You've got to be so careful even about what you're saying. I'm not offering medical advice. All I'm saying is what I'm planning on doing, because I can see a situation where the whole shebang is going to come crashing down. Okay? In the near future, there's going to be no hospitals. There's going to be no hospitals because all the doctors and all the nurses have been forced to be jabbed or they've been sacked. That means that the only doctors and nurses that are going to be out there are the ones that are being jabbed, and this jab long-term kills 100% of the people who get it. 100%. So if you get the jab and you're walking down the street and you're thinking, oh, I'm all right, I had the jab, you know, it didn't affect me, 3 months later you could be dead, and you're dead from the long-term effects of taking the jab. All the doctors and all the nurses are all being forced to take it, and that means that in as short a time as 3 to 6 months, according to some sources, okay? Now, some people put the date at more like 3 to 5 years. I don't think it really matters whether it's 3 months or 3 years or 5 months or 5 years, because it's like that scene in V for Vendetta where V injects the doctor, anyone who's seen that movie, with a poison, and then she wakes up and she says, I knew you were coming for me. Are you here to kill me? And he said, I killed you 10 minutes ago. So they're the walking dead, all the doctors and all the nurses. If they haven't taken it already, then they're either going to be forced to take it or forced to walk out on their job. That means no hospital. No hospital. You're going to have to look after your own medical care, that means. And I was thinking what I ought to do. Doing my own research as a scientist, and I came across this ivermectin, and I said to myself, hang on, I know that molecule. I know that molecule, and I know that molecule because I have horses. And I have seen, I used to do horse rehabilitation, and I have seen horses in a very bad way come back really quickly within a matter of weeks after getting given a good old dose of ivermectin. I'm talking about a horse that you would think would be fit for the dog food factory turning around and becoming a different animal, beautiful, putting on weight, you know, even temperamental changes, you know, caused by the fact that it had been given a wormer. Because ivermectin goes through, it kills all the parasites that you could possibly imagine. It kills viruses. It kills pathogenic bacteria. It kills the lot. And it gives the system a good old sleep out. And it does that for horses. And in 2015, there were some researchers who had a bit of a problem on their hands, and it was called Ebola. And they were from Africa, and they said, well, we don't have anything else, but let's give them some ivermectin. So the Ebola patients, we've got nothing to lose, because if we don't do something for them, they're going to die. And so they knew that ivermectin had some anti-parasite properties, that it had anti-pathogenic, antiviral properties. So they said, well, we'll just try treating these Ebola patients with ivermectin. So they calculated the dose down. That's so important. You must do that. do not ingest a full tube of horse wormer, because you're a lot smaller than a horse is, okay? You see the dose on the packet, and you use your brain to calculate how much you would need for your body weight, okay? Which you do not weigh 500 kilograms. You probably don't even weigh 200 kilograms. And if you do, then the COVID is the least of your worries. Okay, you've got bigger problems than that, literally. But, you know, I thought, hang on, I know that molecule. It cured 100% of the Ebola patients. So then these same scientists tried it on MERS, which is another really, really nasty genetically modified bioweapon. And it cured all of the MERS patients. It cured all of the SARS-1 patients, the original SARS virus. And they said, we've got something here. It's going to save thousands of lives. And they actually won the Nobel Peace Prize, or the Nobel Prize in Medicine or Science, I think it was. You know, one of the Nobel Prizes they won for their research in that you could have this medicine that takes literally, you know, maybe $1, $2, you know, for a dose that will save somebody's life. And they won the Nobel Prize for their discovery back in 2015. This was it. And they began putting it into a pharmaceutical tablet form for administration to humans. But it's the same molecule. Now, it's, you know, you calculate the dose down. And I thought, I can do that because I trained as a scientist and I've worked with livestock for many, many, many years. And it's not a difficult thing to say, well, a sheep's like, you know, a really, really big, heavy sheep might weigh 1/5 the weight of a horse. So if you've got, you know, an Ivermec tube that will treat one horse, it's going to treat 5 sheep, or 6 sheep, actually, because, you know, it will treat 600 kilograms of live weight of animal. So, and then I'll, and so you do these calculations as a farmer. Any farmer knows that, and they don't need some vet to come along and tell them that, because they get good at calculating dose rates and also estimating the weight of an animal. And you probably know your own weight. So I thought, right, I know my own weight, so I can calculate the dose down and figure out in an emergency how much I would need to take for this medicine to be effective for me. Okay. So what I did was I went and did the scientific research into the medical efficacy, into, you know, the background of these claims, to not just take what I heard on the internet one way or the other. And to say, right, and to know how much that in an emergency I would need to take, and to get a mental picture of that amount on the inside of me, so that if I ever do have to take it, then I will just be able to dose myself, because I can't rely on there being a hospital system to be there.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. And Gwyneth, we've got David in Illinois who's called in. He's been patiently waiting. David, welcome.
Hey, how you doing? yeah, well, got to have something to laugh about, don't we?
Oh, what a mess, right?
Yeah. Well, it's worse. I mean, I was supposed to have surgery yesterday. I couldn't even get a COVID test, so they had to postpone it. I mean, they wouldn't give it to me in public. They wanted to give it to me in a vehicle, and I said, I don't have a car. And they said they don't want to alarm the public is what they're instructed. In case you fall out and you go unconscious, they don't want nobody to see it.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it?
So, David, are you saying that in order to have surgery, I take it it's for your eyes, is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to have more, yeah.
Okay, so in order to have surgery, you have to be injected. Is that what they're telling you, or did I get this wrong?
No, they're not making me get injected because he knows I don't want it, but I have to have a test, the COVID test, every time I go over to that building. And trust me, you don't want that test. They're doing the rough one. You don't want it. It is not very pleasant at all.
Have you had that test?
Oh, yeah, every time I've been over there, yeah.
Can you describe what the test is like?
They take a longer, like your longer throat swab Q-tips is what it pretty much seemed like, and they go all the way up into your nasal passage way back up in there. And, I mean, you can feel that whole thing. I mean, and then they got to move it all around to get the proper sample, and then the results come back in less than an hour. So it's not that the wait time's not that big of a deal. But I don't mind taking the test. I wear a mask. I wash up everything. But I ain't taking that jab because a friend of ours, he lost 7 family members. He just came back from another funeral. She took the vaccine, came home from work, laid down, never woke up, 36 years old. His wife, same thing with his wife. She died within hours of taking it. And I can't believe it because it's actually, we knew them personally. So,
David, I don't know if you heard the broadcast a couple weeks ago. Dr. Sheely and I were talking about it. And I said to the class, I think I figured this out, that the Chinese were working on a bioweapon in Wuhan, China, and they were doing it there because the Chinese were not signatories to the Geneva Convention that prohibits the manufacturing and use of biological weapons. So that's why I believe it was done in China. But I believe we were involved in the funding of it, which I said on day one, over 18 months ago, that we were involved. Or I believe that it was just the Chinese or the Chinese and us. But that's what I said. And it seems to prove out that that was correct. And then I said, so I look at it this way. So the COVID-19 is kind of like a fog. And if you enter the fog, you're going to get it. And it's going to be rough on some, less rough on others, and it'll kill others. And it's transmissible from one person to the next. And that because it was a bioweapon, that it was designed to kill people. And if it didn't kill enough people, well, then the plan was to kill more. And the way to do that is to surgically deliver the strike, which would be an injectable. So that means that in my world, that the COVID-19 fog, and that's my term, the fog. It wasn't a fog. It was just transmissible through the air and through touch, etc. Wiping one's nose, coughing, that kind of thing. So if you didn't get it through the quote-unquote fog, and you didn't get it from someone else who got it through the fog, then the plan was to inject you with a version of it that would kill you in, soon. Within a couple of years, 1, 2, 3 years, or sooner than that. And the way I see it is that since we believe that COVID-19 was a bioweapon, the vaccine would have to be also a man-made bioweapon in a lower dosage, but injected into the body. That being the case, if that is the case, it's a brilliant plan to scare people into getting the vaccine, which will ultimately lead to many of their demise. That's the way I see it, and that's what we talked about. David, please hold on, and Gwyneth has a lot more to talk about, but I'd like you to react to that as well.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The nonprofit The Intercept has produced a trove of documents detailing Dr. Anthony Fauci's deceit to the American people. The documents contradict Fauci's claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News.
Well, now it's in his own words, in his own emails, and the emails of all of his cronies who have been on this gravy train for decades getting your tax dollars and then concealing what it went for. So I, for one, am looking forward to Tony Fauci's next appearance in front of the United States Senate. His appearance after that should be at the federal courthouse down the street.
A 7.1 earthquake struck southwestern Mexico very early Wednesday morning near Acapulco, Mexico. The jolt sent residents running into the streets of Mexico City, over 230 miles away. About 1.6 million Mexicans have lost power and phone service. Scores of aftershocks are rattling the country at this time. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is being accused of lying after newly released documents by The Intercept appear to contradict his claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund a gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News says Fauci needs to be held accountable for his lies to the American people.
One of the biggest scandals in Washington in modern times. I mean, it funded a laboratory that in all likelihood is the source of this once-in-a-century pandemic that has upended so many of our lives. Hundreds of thousands of people dead. Many more have been seriously ill. Kids have lost a year now, going on a second year of their education. Weddings have been postponed. Jobs have been lost. Businesses have been closed. And Tony Fauci all along has been lecturing you while hiding the fact that without proper notification to his political superiors in the executive branch funded this reckless, dangerous research in a Chinese communist lab and then went to great lengths to try to excuse them. I always wondered why early on in the pandemic, Tony Fauci insisted that there's no way this virus could have come from that lab. It's all just obvious common sense. It broke out just blocks away from the lab where they're studying the coronavirus, where the lady in charge is nicknamed the Bat Lady. Yet he always insisted it couldn't be possible. Well, now we know it was to cover his own tracks. It was to conceal what he had done with your tax dollars in incredibly reckless research in a Chinese communist lab.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Wow. So, if you just heard the bottom of the hour news, you heard it reported that Tony Fauci, Dr. Tony Fauci, lied. And that about gain of function. Now, when have you heard about gain of function in any of your academic studies? I have not. And what is gain of function? Gain of function, in a nutshell, is studying how to make a virus more infectious. How can it be made to move from person to person to person or through the air? Or how can it be made to be more, to infect more people? That's part one. Part two of gain of function is how can it be made to kill more people? So how can it do the most amount of damage? That is gain of function. And that's why you've never heard about it in any of your studies. Because it's immoral. And only truly evil people would be involved in this. And they are. So, if you put that together with what Gwyneth Isaacs has been saying about ivermectin, or one of its clones, as a potential treatment for the China virus, this biological weapon, if you put together the premise that this was a weapon to reduce the population of the planet with what I've been calling a fog, F-O-G, of disease, of this virus. If you say that really could be true, and ivermectin, or Ivermec, or one of its clones, is a great treatment to save people, then would it not make sense that the government and the mainstream media, like the New York Times, the Associated Press, Big Tech, Google, YouTube, Facebook, have all come out and censored the information about treating COVID-19 with ivermectin. So put all that together, it all makes absolute sense if you want to kill a lot of people. David, any comments about what I've said?
Yeah, I have a couple of quick comments. One about what you said previous, and then this. I was going walking, had to go for a long walk to do something. It doesn't really matter what I was doing, but I was looking for something. And I met a guy from Kenya that came up. He was surprised I said hi to him. I was surprised he talked to me. But I always try to ask people from another country that comes over here, what do you think about Americans? And this guy, he's like, no wonder why you Americans are so sick. You don't do nothing, most of you, and then the rest of the time you're drinking. He said, I've never seen anybody. He goes, I walk up and down these paths, I don't see nobody but me. I was the first person he's seen in over a week, you know. But it's just interesting that, you know, a foreigner had that take on Americans. I don't drink, really, so. But the other comment was, if I don't have access to the old shows, but if you look when this first came up, I already told you, I was warned, and I had already bought our respirator masks and everything over a year and a half before this happened. Now, how did the government people suspect and know something was going to happen? He even told me where to go order the stuff, our masks from, that supplied the CDC. We've had our stuff. It's not a surprise for me.
Hold it just for a second, David. We have USA Preparedness has been shut down on YouTube specifically for two reasons. One, to talk about the stolen election. Rich Eben talked about it and we got shut down. The second reason is we talked about COVID and we got shut down. And then Mike Rivero refused to, as I've been told, he refused to be censored about saying something that might get USA Preparedness and his broadcast thrown off YouTube, but he did it anyway and got us all permanently banned. But I tried, when I found out that you can't talk about COVID and you can't talk about the stolen election, I would send Ron Gibson information that, you know, we talked about it and don't post this on YouTube so he wouldn't get thrown off. Well, you know, Rivero decided that he wasn't going to be told what to do, and he talked about whatever he was going to talk about and got us all thrown off. So your broadcasts are no longer available on YouTube, as well as over 10 years' worth of USA Preparedness has been removed, deleted, and we don't have copies of it. It's available on Genesis Communications Network. So if you want the archives, go to gcnlive.com, gcnlive.com, and search the archives, and, you know, go to USA Preparers, the archives, and you'll find our archives are there, including what David said and including what I said about, the, you know, 18 months ago or so or more about this virus being man-made a bioweapon. I wanted to mention one other thing. I'm going to read something to you. Now, I'm at a website called TractorSupply.com, TRACTOR Supply.com. That is a company that sells parts, you know, farmers might buy. Feed for chickens, feed for cattle, feed for horses, you know, bales of straw, fencing, tires, lubricants, tractor parts, you know, mufflers, trailer parts, tractor batteries, those kinds of things. They sell that. So it's a place where farmers or wannabe farmers would go. They sell a product called Eprinex, E-P-R-I-N-E-X. And it looks like that is a pour-on, it's a pour-on dewormer for beef and dairy cattle. So 250 milliliters, roughly, roughly a quart, if you will, is $50, $49.99. Now, I'm not advising that you buy it. I'm only trying to tell you that these things are available, and I want to read what it says on their website. So, ivermectin product advisory. This is on their website. Ivermectin is an active ingredient in some of the products we carry, including select dewormers and injectables. Ivermectin has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration for use in treating or prevented COVID-19. And it goes on, COVID-19 in humans and could cause severe personal injury or death. These products are only suitable for animals and are clearly labeled as such. That is the headline of the warning. That being said, you can go to look up ivermectin tractor supply and you can see what I'm talking about. Next thing, every farmer around here that I know of in our neck of the woods in Missouri, uses a product like that as a dewormer because cows eat grass. And some of the grass is really close to where they either peed or pooped. Or they eat grass with bugs in it and they get worms. And so farmers, in order not to lose their cows to worms, use ivermectin. And it's available in both an injectable, meaning delivered with a syringe, or it's a pour-on. Now, if it's poured on, what happens is you get a a 5-liter bottle of it, and you get a pouring spoon, if you will, like a cup on the end of a stick that comes with it. And what you do is you look at the weight of the cow, you look at the chart, and you say, okay, this is how much is poured onto the back, starting around the shoulders to the hip of the cow. You pour it straight down the middle of the back. Now, it is almost impossible for someone who is doing that, and usually it takes two people to get the cows and the cattle chute and get them to the right position where the person who's going to pour the ivermectin on their coat, to not get some through the wind sprayed onto their skin. It's almost impossible. Whether you wear gloves all the way up to your shoulders and a respirator, you're still probably going to get some amount on your skin. I just wanted to say that that is the case probably darn near for 100% of those who apply ivermectin. So I wanted to give you some information. Why do other broadcasters not talk about this? Why? Because they can't. Because they don't do the kind of things that USA Prepares instructors do. They can't talk about ivermectin and pour-on. They can read about it, but they can't talk about hands-on because they don't do it. That's why they don't talk about how it gets on a person's skin through the wind. And, you know, think about washing your car. Okay, let's say you're going to wash your car and you're really, really careful and you're using a sponge. What is the possibility that you're not going to get one drop of that soap or detergent that you're going to wash your car with on your skin? What's the possibility that that's you're going to be able to avoid getting one drop on your skin. Zero. David, any comments?
Yeah. Now, isn't it, I thought some of that was approved for human use. Maybe it was a different medication, but here's where, I guess where
well,
Gwyneth's
hold on.
Expertise.
I have that answer, and I think Gwyneth already answered it. The World Health Organization has ivermectin listed as one of the essential medicines. It's available all over the world. It's been used to treat bacteria and a vision problem called river blindness, which is caused by a parasitic worm in South America, the Americas, and Africa. So ivermectin's been used in many parts of the world to treat that, and it is considered, based on the research that I've done, that in normal doses, there are no important side effects. None. No important side effects. That's the official verbiage. No important side effects.
Yeah. Now, I believe that's treat, what, don't.
I'm not suggesting anyone use this. Make sure that I'm just telling you what I have learned through research. Gwyneth, is that correct or not?
Yes. What I want to back up what you're saying. What we are talking about is emergency medical use that I am planning for myself in a grid-down situation where I am unable to obtain outside medical care. I cannot clarify that enough because, you know, I have to look after myself. I don't, you know, if the rest of the world dies, I can't help that. I can't change the world. I've realized that. I've tried for 20, 30 years to change the world. And all I did was create a lot of grief for myself.
All right, let me say one more.
All I can do is look after myself and look after my family.
When we come back.
Look after my animals and look after my farm.
When we come back, I'm going to tell you two very short stories. Very short, about insecticides and herbicides and people I know who use them and get them on their skin and what has happened to them. So there's a lot of caution in this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment.
All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'm going to tell you two very, very quick stories about people who have used herbicides and insecticides. So I know a guy who used Roundup, and he would get on his four-wheeler and he would spray his fence and under his barbed wire fence, and it looked magnificent. It kind of looks like a fence around a golf course. There's no weeds. Contrast to ours, and ours looks overgrown and unkempt. But he died. He would get on his four-wheeler and have a sprayer, 15-gallon sprayer, and he'd just ride the fence line, spray and spray, and the wind would catch the spray, and he would inhale it and get it on the skin, and he died. He died. They airlifted him out of his farm, and he died. Another guy I know would mix ivermectin with the poron ivermectin, not the injectable, but the poron version of it, mix it with diesel fuel, put it in an insect sprayer, insecticide sprayer, pump up the sprayer and spray it in the cow's faces to keep the flies off the cows. It's a dewormer, but he would use it to kill these flies. And he is sick as can be, and he is really, really, really in trouble. That's two cases I know firsthand. So, can you overdose on ivermectin? Absolutely. Absolutely. But according to the research that I have found, that in the correct dose, there are no important side effects. So that's the verbiage. So do your own research. Don't believe anything that you hear on the radio. And by the way, I have been thrown overboard by every single one of my former radio friends. I have not one radio friend outside of USA Prepares. I have none. They've all distanced themselves from me. And that's a good thing. And I have an immutable position that COVID is real, it's dangerous, it's deadly, it's expensive, it kills people, and so does the vaccine. And David just said the same thing, I believe. David, am I putting words in your mouth or not?
Oh, no. No. Like I said, the close friend of ours from school, we went to school with his wife. She died right after getting it. Now, a few weeks after that, his niece took it, came home, laid on a couch, never woke up again.
David, so what I said about the fog, the China virus fog, ultimately the injection designed to kill people, in just very few words, can you say, do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Okay, Gwyneth, your thoughts. We only have a few more minutes.
Yeah, I think that this is definitely a genocide program. And I think that, like I said, if anybody out there in the class is planning on getting the corona jab, they need to be aware that they're playing Russian roulette with their own lives with this injection. And if the injection doesn't get them the first time, the second time, the third time, sooner or later, they are figuratively going to hit that chamber that has a figurative bullet in it, and it's going to be fatal. And that is how it is designed. These people have written books on it, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates. They've done lectures on it. They've flat out said, we want to kill the vast majority of the world's population, and now they're doing it. And anyone can go out there on the internet and buy Klaus Schwab's book. I think it's on Amazon. And Bill Gates has written books as well on this very topic about how he wants to go out and wipe out a vast majority of the world's population. Prince Philip used to talk about it before he began burning in hell for eternity. You know, they all talk about it. They're all the genocidal psychopaths. And you need to not be a useful idiot, because if you're a useful idiot, you're going to end up being a dead useful idiot. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I was thinking about broadcasters. Class, I know the broadcasters a little differently from the way you do. I know them up, not all of them, but I know some of them up front and personal. And they have chinks in their armor, and I really mean that. And in terms of you believing who they are, I'm telling you that I have a feeling that what you believe about them is a fairy tale. And in terms of preparedness, not one. I offered to be in a contest with the biggest promoters of preparedness expos in the country. And I said, I'll do it if they'll do it. And not one of them, not one of these big expo promoters would be willing to go head-to-head in a real contest with me. Not one. Now, why is that? I took the test. I don't want you to think this is bragging, but I took the Prepper's test, Doomsday Prepper's test, and the maximum score you could get is 99. I have a feeling I'm the only guy that's ever taken that test who scored a 99. Now, why is that? Because we here at USA Prepares live what we talk about. We don't read about it and try to act like we do it. We actually do it. We are do radio. And the faculty of USA Prepares is the best in the business, bar none. And Kathy and Sharon yesterday took position number 8 nationally in podcasts. Number 8. That's absolutely incredible. Congratulations, Kathy and Sharon. It's a hard act to follow. Gwyneth, thank you. David, thank you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.